Many others,
okuli ba Yuda,
where there Judas,
okuli ne ba mutume Peter,
including an apostle Peter,
abachuka oluvannyuma,
those who turned later.
Ha. Bayinza okuba si bannayibwe abobeera nabo.
They may not be the neighbors you're with.
Bayinza okuba si abo b'osula nabo.
They may not be those you sleep with.
Naye nga Kayini wo gwe mutima gwo.
But your Cain is your heart. It every time is a choosing on the brother, its own brethren. Why is that one standing there? Why is one being pleased before God? Why isn't one standing on the pulpit?
Peter.
May it be this Peter mentality. Yes.
Kefa
was not easy at all.
Kefa was a denier.
He would deny his and he denies the truth.
There's
a difference between Kefas and Peter. That Kefas, he was the denier. And after he became Peter the rock, the living rock, Christ Jesus, when appears through him, when he first became a living stone, one of the stones building on the living stone. But you may think
that
those people, teacher has taught us by the Spirit, that they are very, very far.
If
they are those your neighbors,
or those you live
in the city and your village,
or
those you sleep with, some look to their husbands,
both
their wives, and they see in them that kind mentality. But before you reach there, first look to your heart. It may be that itself is the person you are with. You know, enemies are always of the household.
But
remember, you are the temple of the Spirit. You are a house of God. But inside the house, you have a heart there.
It
may be one of the enemies in your bosom. They say, trust not the one who is in your bosom. Perhaps it's the wife. Yes. But there's the one first before the wife of man comes. There's one in your chest. Hold this. And you breathe. You
will
feel him in there. That one is one of the enemies you have in the house. Who sleep in your bosom, in your right, in your
shoulder,
in the heart. That's why when they tell you to believe God, they say believe with your heart. Not with the nose.
Mm-mm.
No. Not with the lungs. Not. Not with the kidney. That person believes the kidneys. No. Romans 10, 10
say,
the person believe with the heart, you have to arrest and you believe, make it believe. Yes. It is not easy. I've said a person believes with their lungs. Yes. A person believes with their nose. Or their eyes. Or their ears. Not. Whether the kidney.
Intestines.
All those leave them. If you don't believe in your parts, those
parts,
there is a heart which gets sick of a sickness.
That
they say arrested that you believe both of you. The real person is the original spirit in you.
You
believe with your heart, you have to convince your heart. You both believe that Jesus is Lord. And you confess salvation. If you confess before confessing your heart, you still have a problem. Battles with each other. The heart might be your kind.
Zion atakiriza tasima nebyokola.
Any time does not believe that be pleased of what you do.
Era nebyokola otubula ba mwenyoma.
Some of you despise yourselves.
Ni mwenyoma no gana ye.
What do you say?
I feel
as if I'm despised by people. Not.
Your heart,
it looks down on you.
You say,
you two are a funny man.
You
funny woman without any use.
What you do, it does
not accept the sacrifice
of it. It
despises you. When you do good, it becomes kind to you. Countenance change, they want both of you to get destroyed. And there's a time the heart betrays you. And we have to become balanced here. Let's yearn for things of the world. Listen,
no.
We go to heaven. Home is heaven.
No.
Me, I end here, live.
Dust.
Me, I go back in the dust. I came from the dust. They give me my portion. That heart.
Nandi kubulide chama jechigazira.
I would have told you the same way I brought
it.
Why a person believes with their heart.
Not
all the other body parts. Have you ever asked yourself that? You speak with your neighbor, but you speak Romans 10, verses 10.
The
person who believes their heart. But why and what caused that? Why not believe with other body parts?
And
why, as if the person has to get the heart, they go both believe? You think what? Have you ever thought of that? A person believes with his heart. If they have not agreed together, they are going to fight all the time. Even the fights you have with yourself, they have not whole neighbors involved. There is no Satan involved. It is between you and your heart and those filled in it. And the enemy Satan, you find your heart a fertile ground, that of sin, to plant in the evils. The heart had already betrayed you. Yes. Satan has used you to do those. Let me give you an example. You know, Eva goes to sin to meet their Satan there.
And
the heart already told her, you go there.
That
they asked that when Satan tempted you, where did he find you?
He
found you there, you prepared your heart.
Yes,
even those who meet God, Bible says, they prepare to meet with the Lord. But still they prepare the hearts. After it's been washed out of the evil spirit. Now, even those who meet with Satan have a way they prepare themselves. But the heart betrays you a lot. We shall speak of it one day. Started of it when he started the schemes, a human schemes in their hearts. We started in the depth of them.
But
needs to understand why a person believes with their heart. Why not with the lungs? Why not with those parts? The pancreas. Why not with the pancreas? With the intestines? Or they believe with their kidney? Why not believe with your feet? There is a reason that we shall know. But that heart, there is a kind mentality in it.
Esau.
They sell their inheritance for only mere food. Yes. There are Judas in there. Judas even reaches a person with a mission to save them. And he sells him off. Yes. Jesus came to save us.
But
I feel I need money out of him. And you are there. God has sent me to you. But it's the way you want to profit, gain from me. You want to sell me in another way. Did you want me to fall? Why does he not
fall?
Why is he righteous?
Now let me
tell you what has been troubling you. That is the heart. And there is kind there. There are ways of Cain. There are ways of Esau. There are ways of Balaam. There are ways of Judas. There are ways of Caiaphas.
Denying
people who are going to save. Now Caiaphas. Why deny the Savior? Praise Jesus. Teacher by the Holy Spirit. Gave it to him to teach.
But
when you leave aside neighbors and they see that your village, even those you sleep with, there is one who is in your bosom, not easy.
Mutima.
The heart. Say, convince that you both believe.
Prove
you, convince him we are going to heaven. You have
these
troubles and the ways of this world. That one.
Once
they told us we believe with, if
you
still failed with him, you come see the bishops. They make you a prayer which avails much. Yes. Because the heart keeps betraying you. People of the world, they say it. That my feet sold me. They were liars. It were their hearts. They are what made that decision. Where the feet went. Praise Jesus. So because we've not come on that issue, we want to move on. Godly standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call from this year 2022. Praise Jesus, man.
I am
by name and voice. Apostle Ronald of Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love Amen. You all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We
base
in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you. God is the standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call, where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet. With two major reasons. Hinder the devils from turning the world into Sodom and Gomorrah, and to prepare the entire world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Praise Jesus,
man.
And this final work on this planet earth, it's the revival and the restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. As the Old and New Testaments are,
they
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. So as we see this strategy, we are still moving on with the sixth standard strategy.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Still moving on with the sixth standard strategy of God. Strategy is known as the harvesters of spirits, to take them to heaven in our services, in the worldwide call. Praise Jesus, man. And this one, they based the two God's heavenly governments on the earth, as we've come read and study of them.
When
we first started, God is heavenly government on the earth, responsible to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we started the second government.
It's
not as good as government, the governments of the earth.
Or
the central government.
Of
God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Government
the central government. It reconciles governments of the world.
The government
God's heavenly governments on the earth.
It's
based in the holy church of God, which is on the world.
It's
more proof to governments of the world. That God rules in their governments. 99%. And they rule 1%.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
we have come seeing
department omunana,
the eight departments
government yakatonda
of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much.
Iranga, tuchagena maso.
And we are still moving on.
Department
yisoka, after seeing the first department,
manyikidwange kanisa ya katonda entukuvu
ku which is known as the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Tugena ku department yokubiri.
And we went to the second department,
manyikidwange ya badinko ne ba bishop,
known as of the deacons and the bishops,
kanisa ya katonda entukuvu ku
which the Holy Church of God on the earth.
But wamara,
when we finished,
tuwa department yokusatu,
we saw the third department.
The
judges of the Holy Church of God in the earth. And when we finished,
we moved
to the fourth department, that of the elders of the Church of God on the earth, as we last understood. So in this time, we want to move on to see the fifth department, God is heavenly government on the earth. Let me see you writing. Yes. Or you wrote down already. You write down. We see the fifth department.
Government
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, you ever see you.
Praise Jesus much.
And
this department,
so
our brethren, the musicians, the brethren, the singers or musicians, yes.
Department of
our brethren, the singers,
or
the musicians.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Who are responsible to say that we worship God in spirit and truth as he is worshipped in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have said
department,
the fifth department,
government
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department
known as department of our brethren is the singers or the musicians. Those responsible to see that we worship God in spirit and truth as he is worshipped in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As he is worshipped in heaven. And they are chosen. They are chosen to be there. That they can do that work. To guide the church.
To
worship God of spirit and truth. As he is worshipped in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
let's see in the Chronicles.
First
Chronicles chapter 15 verse 16.
Daudi n'agamba abalevi abakulu okulonda baganda baabwe abayimbi nga balina ebivuga entongoli n'ennanga n'ebitaasa nga babikuba era nga bayimusa eddoboozi n'essanyu.
And David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, lyres and harps, symbols sounding by lifting up the voice with joy.
Verse
17.
Awo abalevi ne balonda Kemani mutabani wa Yoweri ne kubaganda be Asafu mutabani wa Berekia ne kubaganda ba Merali muganda baganda babwe Esani mutabani wa Kusaya.
So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel and of his brethren Asaph the son of Belichaya and of the sons of Merali their brethren, Ethan, the son of Kushaya.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. right from old,
wakati mukanisa ya katonda ntukufu kuhusi,
in the midst of the holy church of God on the earth,
wabiranga obaganda bafabayimbi,
there were our brethren the singers,
abaweri dwebira bibi okuyimba,
who are given gifts of singing,
okulabikanga batukulembera
mu, to see that they lead us
mukutendereza
in the praise,
no kusinza katonda moyo ne mazima,
worship of God in the spirit and
ngabu asinzibwa muguru,
as he is worshiped in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo,
praise Amen. Jesus man,
ni wankubadenga emirundi mingi,
even though many times
bwetubadde tujja tukungana mu makanisa,
come gathering in the church,
obange kanisa,
or as the church,
kumakunganira agenja
uru, different synagogue,
tusingana wo nga waliwo abayimbi,
find there are singers there,
ebisere bisinga bagamba,
many times they say
baba yita abatendereza,
they call them the praisers,
baba alanti abasinza,
others they call them worshipers.
Ekigambo ekyo kicya,
that what is wrong,
we
all,
obutonde bonna,
all the creations,
mugune kunsi,
in the heavens and earth,
awamu na abakadabi mu abana,
the 24 elders,
tunatwa tukibwao,
we all were put in place,
utendereza na kusinza katuna,
to praise and to worship God,
wabula wakati mufi,
but in the midst of us,
waronde bawo baganda bafa abayimbi,
we choose out our brethren the singers,
abaine ebirabo ebyokuyimba,
those with gifts of singing,
abakulembera mufi,
and they lead us,
abatendereza,
the praisers,
era basinza katonda moyo ne mazima,
to worship God in the spirit and truth,
ngabu asinzibwa mukuru,
as he is worshiped in heaven.
Yagala nnyo kirowoze ke ero kitegeere,
what do you think of it and understand it?
Akagere kutuli mukuzi,
the way we are being revived, and we are in restoration of things faulted, one of them is to tell all us as church in the world that these who lead us
mukutendeza katonda no kumusinza,
praise and the worship of God,
mumoyo ne mazima,
spirit and truth,
ngabe chikolebwa muguru,
as it is done in heaven,
tebayitibwa abatendereza,
they are not called the praisers,
era tebayitibwa abasinza,
and they are not called the worshipers,
fefe na
we all,
fetu yitibwa abatendereza,
as called the praisers,
era abasinza ba katonda wa mazima,
the worshipers of the God of truth,
bo
them
abatukulembera mu,
who lead us,
bayitibwa baganda bafa abayimbi,
they are called our brethren the singers,
abayimba nyimba za katonda,
who sing the songs of God.
Yes, you ever see,
praise Jesus much.
They are
called our brethren the singers, who sing the songs of God in spirit and in truth. And they lead us that we can worship God in spirit and truth.
Yes, you ever see,
praise Jesus much.
So, echo, you know,
so that you must have understood it.
And
this is an entire department. It's also in heaven. And it has to be on the earth. When we go back to heaven, those called brethren the singers, they are the cherubim. They are one who leads praise and the worship in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
Amen.
Man.
And
before I go in that aspect, Bible moves to explain to us. Let's first repeat 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 16. Let's read we hear.
Ebyomirembe kisoka esole ye 15 n'olunyiriro le 16.
First Chronicles chapter 15 verse 16.
Daudi n'agamba abalevi abakulu okulonda baganda babwe abayimbi nga balina ebivuga entongoli n'ennanga n'ebitaasa nga babikuba era nga bayimusa eddoboozi n'essanyu.
And David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, lyres and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. Yes. Their brethren, the singers.
Uruza.
You think, why did they not call them the praisers or the worshippers? Where I know on King David
had
a heart just like of God,
to be
able to do the will of God as it is in heaven, and he does it on the earth. That's why he's spoken of in the Acts, that he has a heart just like of God,
it's
to do the will of God. Let's read we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Acts chapter 13 verse 22.
Bwe yamuggyawo oyo n'abayimiririza Dawudi okuba kabaka waabwe, gwe yajulirako ng'ategeeza nti, ndabye Dawudi omwana wa Yese, omuntu alinga omutima gwange bwe gwagala, anaakolanga bye njagala byonna.
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you connect 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, and the King David, he is commanded the Levites to appoint their brethren, the musicians, the singers,
to
lead them in the praise, in the worship of God in the spirit and truth, as it is done in heaven. When you connect with Acts 13, with 122,
Amen.
And he lifted for them the King David. God lifted King David.
Jeff
testimony saying, he has a heart just like his. He was able to do all his will. His will as it is where. As done in heaven. For that is what you always read.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is what you read. According to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9. And 10.
Matayo esule yomukaga nolunyiriri olwomwenda.
Matthew chapter 6 verses 9.
Kale musabenga we muti tichitafa ali muguru erinya lyo litukuzibwe.
And after this manner therefore pray, our Father who is in heaven, alloweth be your name.
Olinyole kumi.
Verse 10.
Obwakabaka bobuje byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa muguru.
Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. I wanted us to read like this. When
you
began with 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 16, the King David commands to appoint the brethren, the singers, that they lead us to praise, worship God in the spirit and truth. But
that,
he did do it in his will. But because God gave testimony on him, Acts chapter
13,
verse 22, that he has a heart just like his, which can do the will of God.
What take
it as in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, that you move to know that the will of God, it is to be done on earth, it's done as done in heaven.
So,
now the King David, as he was commanded,
to
appoint brethren the singers, lead in the praise, in the worship of God in the spirit and truth, in spirit,
we will
be led by the Holy Spirit, in truth,
and
the truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Which
speak of Christ Jesus,
Chigambo cha
Katonda, the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So what I wanted move to understand, for on the other side, where we started the restorers of those who worship God in spirit and truth, from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the Nile, in the nation Uganda, there we started much. But those who work there, they come from this department to fulfill the other work. They come from this fifth department. God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they have been trained as it is in heaven. In heaven, our brethren, the singers,
only
praise and the worship there. They were three, now they remain two there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes.
Yeah,
those who wonder.
I won't know. I won't know.
There is a lot of troubles there. Yes. Brethren, the singers in heaven. Brethren, the singers in heaven. Praise and worship in the spirit and truth. They were three. They were three cherubim who were anointed. But one fell. I will tell you the reason why he fell and why he was in that department.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Praise Jesus, man. I want you to understand the things from their originals. You know, in those eras before, we called our brethren the singer.
Praise
and worship in the spirit and truth. Brethren will lead that in heaven. And you begin to show off before God. And you fall as the other fell. Praise Jesus much. I'm telling you, write down this statement well. That our brethren, the singers,
who
lead praise and the worship of God in the spirit and truth in heaven, they were three. One fell.
There
were three anointed cherubims, and one fell. And in there they put everything needed to lead. Praise God in the spirit and truth. In the heavens. Most in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of angels. And the holy ones of God.
And
what is it? We retain the two. And they are just enough. And they are just enough. What did you understand it well?
Did
you understand why?
Department
Department of the singers. The brethren, the singers. In the church. It is gotten ruined. Even that of the world. It's too like that. Because the one who led it, he fell. He turned into Satan and the devil. The devil contended against God and the deceiver of the entire world. Yes. Right there, be very careful. That's why in seasons like this,
department, yeah, music,
department of music, church and the entire world, Satan, it's what he uses to spread his manners all over the world. The evils. All bad manners with all evils. Homosexuality, everything. When you read in Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 27.
Okay.
Ezekiel 28, verse 11. We enter 15.
Ezekiel 28,
verses 11. Ezekiel 28,
verses 11.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
Verse 12.
Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Verse 13.
Walimo adeni olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jinji ly'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikako, sadiyo, topazi, ne alimansi, belulo, sokamu, ne yasepi, safiro, ejinji lya nawandagala, ne kabunkulo, ne zaabu, emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe, gyategekebwa ku lunaku kwe watonderwa.
You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sadias, topaz, and diamonds. The beryl, onyx, and the jasper, and sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of your timbrels, were of your pipes, were prepared in you in the day that you were created.
Verse 14.
You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
Hey.
Yes.
When,
look two verses of this you have read. When we read Ezekiel 28, started from verse 11,
ended
verse 12,
we reached
the verse 14,
and
they tell us
Eden,
this was Eden, the garden of God.
Are
going to understand who was there.
Because
Genesis chapter 3 explains who was in the garden. Yes, we are going to understand that. But in his being there, and he corrected with precious stones,
sardius,
whether it's sardius,
topaz,
topaz,
diamond,
diamond,
beryl, sardonyx,
sardonyx,
yeah, jasper,
jasper,
sapphire,
sapphire,
emerald,
emerald,
kabukur,
kabankol.
Aha.
Yes.
Era.
Aunt.
Kupagamba.
They say.
Name mu eje bitasha.
The workmanship of his tibrels.
Ne neja.
And of his pipes
were
prepared in him on the day he was created.
In
him were all musical instruments. And he has
releases
all form of voices to be able to lead. Praising and the worship of God in spirit and truth in heaven. Before he fell,
there
are two words first. Before we go far in the day, we want to understand the first. He was in the garden of good Eden. The second, in verse 14,
he said,
an anointed Kelum. Yes. Like three things. The first, he was in the garden
Eden.
Of God Eden. Yes. The second, he was an anointed Kelum. Yes. The third, he was
on
the holy mountain of God where they worship from. Where they praise. Right there where they praise. Yes. On the mountain Zion. Yes. Before, he walked in the midst of fire. Yes. In the midst of the
cherubim,
two who remain there. There are those who you to understand going to be explained. Have you understand? That our brethren singers who live
in
praise and worship in spirit and truth in heaven, they were three and one fell. They were the
cherubim,
the three anointed cherubim, and one fell.
At
this they begin to explain him that he was in the garden, in the garden of God Eden. Yes. Who is this one? And
it
takes us to Genesis chapter 3. Let's first understand this one who fell.
Aha.
Yes.
Genesis
chapter
3
and verses
1. Negugamba omukazi nti bwatyo bwe yayogera Katonda temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Yes. You know, when you connect Ezekiel, Ezekiel 28, verse 14,
and
he said, in the garden of God, Eden. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1, that even the serpent was possible. All the,
field,
the beasts of the fields of God created. And he said to the woman, did God say, do not eat all the trees of the garden?
But
the main thing we have to know that the serpent was the one there. But which form of serpents? Yes. Revelations chapter 12, starting from verse 7 to enter 10, they would tell us which is this serpent. Revelation chapter 12, verse
7.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. Verse
8.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven.
Verse 9. Omusoto ogwedda, oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani, omulimba w'ensi zonna, ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nago.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Wow.
Yes. Now you've understood well. When I read Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14, tells me he was in the garden of God Eden. And I seek for him. I see him in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1. And it says the serpent. In the end of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7, up to 9, and they tell me the olden serpent,
the dragon,
the olden serpent, it is Satan, and the devil, deceiver of the entire world. I understand.
Okay.
He was in a garden. What means this one?
He's
one who heard of the musical instruments we heard. Even the pipes.
These
all forms of voicings.
He's
one of the cherubims.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And
then I go to see.
I read
Ezekiel 28, verse 14. They told him, he was an anointed cherub. Yes.
He was
an anointed cherub. This cherubim, yes.
He
had his companions who were all with the same. Two other cherubims. And they were three who led the worship and the praise. God in the spirit and in the truth, right in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When they say he was a cherub, according to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 14, let's repeat it again. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14.
Era nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambule eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro.
You are the anointed cherub that covers. I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of stones of fire. Yes.
Yali kerubi.
He was a cherub.
Chitegeza.
It means.
Byetumuuliddeko mu
Ezekiel. We've heard of him in Ezekiel. 28 verse 14. That he was in the
Eden.
Garden of God Eden.
Ani.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 3 verse
1.
He told us the serpents.
Musoto ono.
The serpents. Wanted to understand more about him. They took us to Revelations.
Chapter 12 verse 7 to 9.
They said the dragon. The olden serpents. Old in the garden.
When they said old, they said
that which appeared in the garden. And Satan,
he
contends against God. Satan the devil, he contends against God. And
he accuses
the sin of the entire world. The devil, it means that. Sure. Before he was those, what was he? Now Ezekiel, 28 verse 14,
it
says he was a cherub. Before, it means he's no more. He was that before. But in him being a cherub, in him that put musical instruments, musical instruments of music of God,
different
form of voices he releases, leading the praise there and the worship. Praise Jesus much. In being the cherub, he was not one. He had his two other companions. Up to now, they are still there.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus Christ.
Omanyi nabi Musa.
You know Prophet Moses.
Yali araba yaraba bya muguru.
When he saw, he thought things of heaven.
Yaraba mukube yaraba.
But some of what he saw, they are the two cherubims. Besides this one who fell.
But
when you read Hebrews chapter 8 and the verse 5, we explain like this. Hebrews chapter
8
verses
5. Nga Musa bweyabuulirwa Katonda, bweyalinga agenda okukola eweema. Kubanga ayogera nti tulemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kyewalagibwa ku lusozi.
Who served unto the example of shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished by God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern shown you in the mount. Yes.
Omanyi nabi Musa.
You know Prophet Moses.
Yalagibwa ku byomuguru.
He was shown copies of things in heaven. The era of Prophet Moses, he moved to appear. And Satan fell all
wrong.
He was a cherubim. And he going to reach see those. And there are only two cherubims. The third had fallen. And it is Satan. Satan the devil.
Omuwakanya wakanya Katonda.
He who contends against God. He poses. Yes.
Eranga yafuka devil.
He became devil.
Omulimba when
the deceiver of the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why have we passed all here? Let's go to the book of Exodus. We see how he is told. Exodus 25.
Bakerubi.
And they tell him to make cherubims.
Exodus
25 from verse
18.
We enter verse 20.
Okuva esule ya 25 n'olunyiriri ole 18.
Exodus chapter 25 from verse 18.
Era olikola bakerubi babiri abazabo. Muzabo empese muli bakola. Ku nsonda ebbiri ez'entebe eyokusaasira.
And you shall make two cherubims of gold. Of hammered work shall you make them on the two ends of the mercy seats. Verse
19.
And make one cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end of the mercy seat. Shall you make the cherubim on the two ends of it. Verse 20.
Eraba kerubi bali golola ebiwawatiro byabwe waggulu. Ngabayanjaza ku ntebe eyokusasira ebiwawatiro byabwe. Ngabalabagana amaaso gaabwe. Amaaso g'abakerubi gayitunuulira entebe eyokusasira.
And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall face one another. Towards the mother seat shall the faces of the cherubim be.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, as we go back briefly, we go
backwards
and then we come ahead at another
time.
When we read Ezekiel 28, verse 40, said he was a cherub.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He was,
who is no more today.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
And
he said this was the third cherubim. And he fell. And the two remained.
And
we wanted to show you in Hebrews chapter 8 and the verse 5 that Prophet Moses, he saw copies of things in heaven. And he made them on this earth. But in the time we saw, the third cherub had fallen long back. He became Satan. He opposes God. And he became the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We want
to come see Prophet Moses.
If
the two cherubims who remain, it's what has brought us. Exodus 25, verse 18, up to 20. We saw him make two cherubims who would have been three.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Don't
you have understood me? Yes.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
So Bakarubi Banababi Abasigarao.
Two cherubims who remained as they kept the mercy seats. Yes. That's why in Ezekiel 28,
Bagambi, Kuminanya.
They said, this was a cherubim who covers. One of those who covered the mercy seats. They were three in the city of
Jerusalem,
God, Jerusalem of heaven. And they kept that mercy seat, leading praise and the worship of God in spirit and truth, and leading flow of anointing of Holy Spirit in His fullness, in works of God,
in
meetings of praise and the worship of God. Why have we gone in all those? I wanted most of this time. Because we see this is the fifth department. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of our brethren is the singer. Who
lead
in the praise and the worship of God in the spirit and truth. As it is done in heaven.
He
wanted you see in heaven. Brethren, the singers, how are they there? To lead in thousands of the angels. Yes. Lest you say no.
In
heavens are no brethren singers there.
There are
only those who praise and worship, the angels and the holy ones, and the fallen creatures, and the 24 elders. And there are brethren, the singers, the two cherubims who remained. After one fell. And after many seasons passed, Prophet Ezekiel, he too he saw them, and they are there.
Ezekiel
chapter 10, verses 1 and 2.
Ezekiel is sura ya 10 n'olunyiriro lusoka.
Ezekiel chapter 10, verses 1.
Aone tunula era laba. Mubange lyali waguru omuto gwa bakerubi ne walabika waguru wabwe nge jinjeri ya safiro nge mbala eye kifananyi ekintebe.
Then I looked and behold in the firmament that was about the head of the cherubim there appeared over them as it were a sapphire stone as the appearance of a likeness of a throne. Verses 2.
Nagamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta nayogera nti yingira wakati wabannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka. Wasi wa kerubi, ojuze ibatu vya vyombi, ebisirizi ebyomuliro, vifa wakati wa wa kerubi, obimansi ne kuchibuga. Aona ingira, nzenga andaba.
And he spoke unto the man, clothed with linen, and said, go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill your hands with coals of fire from between the cherubim, and scatter them over the city, and he went in, as I saw.
Hodi deburunji.
Have you heard?
Ezekiel 10,
Ezekiel 10 verses 1 to 2.
They
again showed us two cherubim who remained. And these ones, they are our two brothers. Two singers who lead in the praise,
and
worship in the spirit and truth in heaven. God music instruments, he made them in them.
It
released different types of voices. It requires any person who will praise, worship God in spirit and truth, to know the source of praise and worship God in spirit and truth as it is in heaven. And our brethren, the singers,
be
able to stand well, they should avoid to falling. Because they have the one who fell. In
the
government of heaven.
Stood
in the department of the brethren, the singers. Yes. That's why he has corrupted. Brethren, the singers in the church. Even in the world. We have to go back, know the source. Know this one who has.
We are
going with the fifth department. God is heavenly government of the earth. And he started in the first study. And he said, I know those.
My
brethren, the singers.
But
before you did connect it like this,
but you
have your companion, the singers in heaven,
one
who persuades you to fall every day.
He's
always persuading, enticing them.
That's
why the brethren, the singers,
they are
not peaceful on this
earth.
They in the midst of the
world,
they have their own worlds. In the midst of this world, they have their own worlds.
The
clothing, funny trousers, funny shirts and t-shirts, funny skirts, those panties. Funny styles of hairs. They have their own world. You just spot and know this one is a musician.
Satan
corrupted them, supported them to their own worlds. Now they are even in the church. They clothe damaged trousers.
The
played hairs, they are on the keyboards.
Their
hairs played there.
And
they cut hair like of a crystal crane.
Only
and they clothe. And you wonder. Has reached them to this level of
madness. Yet
they have their brethren, the singer who fell. Who was a cherubim. He turned into Satan.
He opposes
all the ways of God.
He turned
into the devil. Deceiving the all nations, turned them
aside.
That he can destroy them.
He has not any
other work to turn people to his side. Except John 10 verse 10. He came to steal.
He steals
us from the hands of the Almighty. To kill,
as
gave us the wage of sin is there.
No, he
does not kill you directly. He makes you commit sins. The wage of sin is death. Even to destroy.
And
it's the condemnation leg of fire.
You'll
be destroyed forever. Praise Jesus much.
So
as we get careful, as our brethren, the singers, we have to know that.
That
as we have to sing,
or
as we have to lead, those who praise, worship God in the spirit and truth, we have to remember
that
we have our companions, singers in heaven,
the
two anointed cherubim.
You
let us remember. There is also one who fell. Yes.
There,
until to understand it well, that there is also one who fell. He fell. And this one is named. He was called Lucifer. Yes. According to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9 to 12. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 9.
Amagombe wansi kugumuka kululuo okusisinka nangoja. Gagoloko sabafu kululuo. Abakulubo na abensi. Gai musiza wakabakabo na abamawanga okuva kuntebe zaabwe.
Hell from beneath is excited for you to meet. You at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you. Even all the chief ones of the earth, it has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Verse
10.
They all shall speak and say unto you, have you also become weak as we? Have you become like unto us? Verse 11. Your poem is brought down to the grave, and the sound of your harps, the maggot is spread under you, and the womb cover you. Verse 12.
Ng'ogudo kuva muguru gwerusifa emunyenye yencha omwano wencha ng'otemeddo kutoka kutaka gweyameganga amawanga.
How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?
How are you cut down to the ground? Who did weaken the nations?
He.
Yes.
Now
when you read Isaiah 14, starting from verse 9 up to 12, when you read the verse 11, there are words you hear there. And they say, he heard his soundings of harps. Yes. The pops of his voices, even his harps, he all had them in him, and he was cast out of heaven, and his name are Lucifer. That one you see, he was one of the cherubims. And they were three cherubims. Those who led it. Who are called our brethren, the singers. Who lead us in the praise of God in the worship of
peace.
In the kingdom of heaven. As God commanded it be done on earth. But he fell. Now we remain with the two. What is terrifying? There is no loss we made for a reason. These cherubim were all the same. But the evil thing, the one who fell, he was cursed. He retained his musical instruments and his voicings, yet they got to be cursed. That's why musicians who follow Satan, even when they are in the church, they look funny. They can commit every form of foolishness and immorality. They can appear as vile people and they don't get shamed for the curse of the anointing coming from Satan. Yes. You know in the Psalms 109 verse 16 downwards, he was cursed very badly. God cursed him and he got filled of a curse.
His
head of anointing which was upon him, of praising and the worshiping God in the spirit and truth. Let's read we hear.
Zaburi ya sura ya 19 nolo nyiriri ole 19.
Psalms 109 verse 16.
Kubanga teyajjukira kusasira. Naye nayiganya omuntu omwavu eyetaaga. Noye yalina omutima ogumenyese okubatta.
Because he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Let's repeat this verse.
Zaburi ya sura ya 19 nolo nyiriri ole 19.
Psalms 109 verse 16.
Kubanga teyajjukira kusasira. Naye nayiganya omuntu omwavu eyetaaga. Noye yalina omutima ogumenyese okubatta.
Because he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and the needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Yes. I want you to understand this verse well. He persecuted the poor and needed to kill and slay them.
So
that is John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Remember in the Genesis chapter
3,
man
did
eat of the garden as God has commanded him, not to eat of what he never commanded him.
But
a man was in the garden in
need,
deceived him to the point of killing him.
And
ended, we are in this body of death. Now for those he did, and the Lord cast him like this. Let us read we hear.
Zaburi ya sura ya 19 nolo nyiriri ole 19.
Psalms 109 verse 17.
Zaburi ya sura ya 19 nolo nyiriri ole
19. Psalms 109 verse 17.
We wao yayagala okukolima ne kutuuka jali. Sote yasanyukira kusaba mukisa ne gumuba wala.
As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. Yes. He loved much that man be cursed. When he sees him in the Genesis chapter 3, God to say, let me also fill you with the curse. And the curse, instead of the anointing Satan had as an anointed cherubim, God turned it into a curse. And he turned him, as you see, a dragon. The olden serpents.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Some of things concern him, we shall tell them to you. But we wanted you to understand.
And
you think, then understand. What happens? Musicians, when they start and they are good, those of the church, even those of the world, yet they end when they got corrupted,
like
some of our colleagues in Uganda, who are not shameful to speak of. First of all,
we
speak Julie Mutesasira. These days they are recipients. She married a fellow woman. Foolishness like that. The brethren, the Bugembe. They ended singing with people of the world. Even to bow down to wizards. And to clothing funny clothings. This is our sister recently. Our sister.
Babirie.
Judith
Babirie.
Also added moving to parliament. All there she got messed up from there. With husbands of
others.
To reach in repenting for that. Yet she's not yet bear fruit. We've not seen them. And not only this in Uganda. Within Uganda got corrupted. Even in Africa. Even in the entire world. Not only those of the church.
Most
those of the world. They got so ruined.
Because
the one who leads them, Satan. Before he was an anointed cherubim. To lead praise and the worship of God in spirit and truth. And as his fellow cherubims were. The two who remained. Yet wasn't able. And he wanted to become God. What is spoken of him in Ezekiel? Chapter 28. From verse 1 up to 5. You will read that. You see how he wanted to become God.
You've
written Ezekiel.
Ezekiel,
chapter 28 from verse
1
to
5. Lift
his heart to want to be as God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So
when he wanted that,
it
began from man to deceive him in the garden.
Telling
him we're going to be as God. That's the point he began to get messed up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He wanted man to be cast much, to be cast from the garden. But God held. He did not cast man. He said the earth is cast on your behalf. It would have reached on man himself. Yes.
He wanted
man to be cursed.
But
God said the earth is cursed because of you. You have given you punishment. God never cursed man. He cursed the world because of man.
Then he
also cursed Satan who brought all that. For there came a scripture said, things of faces will surely come. But what to one who brings them? Let's finish here.
Zaburi ya suri ya chiku mwomu enda, noru njiriri ole kumi na umunana.
Psalms 109, verse 18.
Erawa yambalo kukulima, ngei chamba, njiraya yambalo kukulima, ngei chambalo che. Nekunye ingira mundaye, nga amazi, eranga mafuta mumagomba ge.
As he clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment, so let it come up onto him, his body, like water, and like oil into his bones. Verse 19.
Kubenga jali nge chambalo cha yambala. Era kubenga ngoro koba luyesibe nakuzona.
Let it be unto him as a garment which covers him, and for a belt with which he is guarded continually. Verse 20.
Eyo yempera yabalabe bange everi mukama.
Let this be the reward of my adversaries from the Lord, And of them that speak evil against my soul. Yes. It's the reward which was given Satan.
A
curse in his bones. In all the morals. Became a garment to him. That is why you see. Upon which you see this musician. He's gone off track. They changed wear their clothes. And their clothing style becomes another.
Styles
which are funny.
And
they look in the nails they make. The hairstyles. They do different things with themselves. My God. The other cast totally clothes them. Yes.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much.
So, Uganda.
So, brethren, as those are like that, even though that cherubim failed, all cherubims were the same initially, and they are the same according to what it says in the Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 6. Verse 23 to 25. He says like
this.
1 Kings chapter 6 verse 23.
Era okwogera nakolawo bakerubi babiri abemiti ejemiza yituni bulikerubi obuwanvu bwe emikono 10.
And within the inner sanctuary he made two cherubim of oil olive wood, each 10 cubits high. Verse 24. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and the 5 cubits the other wing of the cherub. From the tip of one wing unto the tip of the other were 10 cubits.
25.
First Kings chapter 6 verse 25.
Ne kerubi owokubiri yali emikono 10. Bakerubi bombi ekigero kyabwe kimu n'embala yabwe emu.
And the other cherub was 10 cubits. Both the cherubim were of one measure and one size. Yes. When you read the first case, chapter 6, verse 23 to 25, they show that cherubims in those days, in what we call the secrets, the sacred things of God, they were made out of the olives,
olive trees,
out of cometh olive oil.
Okutegeza nti bana ba mafuta.
These are sons of the anointing.
Amafuta agakole eminimu gya Katonda jonna.
Anointing which does all the works of God.
Awamu n'okumutendeza n'okumusinza.
Even to praising and the worship of Him. In spirit and truth. They say, okay, we are the same size. Even the third who fell. But because he was cursed.
That
he no more have any meaning and use. He has no use at all. Because our Lord spoke of him, he said, has not any hold within him. Yes. Now we return to the two, the same measure. As musical instruments were in the other, even these two they have there. Each one has the same system with the other,
and
they are the same with the one of fail which he no more has now. And there they just fake them.
So
you know music in the world. Yes. You understood
well. You
do not need to copy it, come in the church. Not.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So why are they made from the olive trees?
Because
out of them comes anointing.
As you say,
those two olive trees are the sons of the anointing. Sure. Let's read Zechariah 4, we see.
Zechariah chapter 4, verses 11.
Zechariah chapter 4, verses 11.
Nenziramu ne mugamba nti emizaituni gino ebiri kyeki ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekikondo ekyettabaaza ne ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono.
Then answered I and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the lampstand and upon its left side? Verse 12.
Neziramu omulundi ogwokubiri ne mugamba nti amatabi gano abiri maki ag'emizeyituuni agali ku mabbali g'emimwa ebiri egya zaabu ag'emalamu gokka amafuta aga zaabu.
I answered again and said unto him, what are these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes pour out the golden oil? Verse 14.
Naziramu n'ayogera nti tomanyi ag'obwe gali. Ninjogera nti nedda mukama wange.
And he answered me and said, no, you not what these are. And I said, no, my lord. Verse 14.
Auna yogera nti ago bebana ababiri abamafuta abayimirira awali mukama w'ensi zonna.
Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the all earth. Yes.
When
you read the 1 Kings chapter
6, verse 3-25,
they told us they make two
cherubs
in the olive trees.
They are the same in the size.
But give you a several of the olive trees. They usually call them the two olive trees.
In the
language which is misquoted in the Bible, meaning the children of the anointing. According to what we read in Zechariah 4, verse 11 up to 14. And they stand before the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the whole earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now it's where came a word saying, even the
cherubim
stood on that same mountain and they worship God from there.
Now
let's get back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 28 verses 14.
Ezekiel esule ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'19.
Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 14.
Wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era ze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro.
You are the anointed cherub that covers. I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Yes.
Lusozi eno.
On the mountain. Mountain Zion. You know, they were on the mountain Zion. Mountain Sinai. Sure. Which made up the altar of God, covenant box and the mercy seat. And they also moved into the third heaven to take there a praise.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in Revelation chapter
14,
they are to leading praise take to the throne of God. Now that praise
has
done in heaven, where it has to come be done on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read Revelation 14 verses 1 to enter verse 3. Revelation chapter
14,
verses
1.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mountain Zion with his 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Verse 2.
N'empulira eddoboozi eriva mu ggulu, ng'eddoboozi ly'amazzi amangi, era ng'eddoboozi ly'okubwatuka okunene, n'eddoboozi lye nnawulira ng'ery'abakubi b'ennanga, nga bakuba ennanga zaabwe.
And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Verse 3.
Ne bayimba ng'oluyimba olujja mu maaso g'entebe ey'obwakabaka ne mu maaso g'ebiramu ebina n'abakadde. So tewali muntu eyayinza okuyigwa okuyimba nti eyayinza okuyiga oluyimba olwo wabula akasirivu mu 144 mu 14 abaagulibwa mu nsi.
And they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders And no man could learn the song but the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So, bokwasaganya Ezekiel 28.
You connect Ezekiel 28, verse
40,
that he was a cherub.
He
was on the holy mountain of God. On that mountain, where it's taken before the law. It's Revelation 14, from verses 1 to verse 3. When he saw the Lamb of God at the mountain Zion. Yes. And he had a voice as of the many waters. It is thundering. Voices of the harpers. Happening with the harps.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they sang a new song. And no one could learn it except those who are in heaven in that time. Now it's like this. Upon which you see the anointing of the Holy Spirit is moving. The session of praise and the worship of God in the spirit and truth. Every time there are new songs. The new songs of God. Which are sung.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. Because heaven is like that. As the gospel is new every day. As the word of God is new every day. Even right from it, the new ones keep coming every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So what I wanted move to explain you.
The department.
That the fifth department, God is the heavenly government on the earth,
of
our brethren, the singers,
who lead
us in praise and worship of God in spirit and truth, as it is done in heaven.
And
I wanted to show you in heaven it has come being there. Though I showed you it was troubled some time back. For one of the singer who fell, who was an anointed cherub, his name was known as Lucifer, and he fell, he turned into Satan. He who opposes God, and he became the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
cast from heaven is no more there. 2022 years back. After death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is known as AD. And now he's bound in the bottomless pit. It is hell. All authority. He left it to one known as Jezebel. The first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. Those we shall know them ahead.
But
all I wanted you to move to understand that
those,
these brethren, the singers, they have to prove that we praise God and we worship Him in spirit and truth as it is done in heaven. Nothing we have to copy on this world for a reason. There are people who say that things of the world teach us things of heaven. That's not written anywhere. What is written says heavens teach us what we should do on this world. And He said that it will be done on earth as done in heaven.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
They have those sayings out there.
And
these days you have a way you charge. You've copped. The way of singing of the world. You say you bring life in the church. Are you mad? Do you know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? John 14 verse
6.
How can he be in church and there is no life in there? And you say, when you bring ways of the world, you have brought life in the church. It's not there. John 14 verse 6. It's a wrong scripture that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Which is in the church, what other life do you need? You know, those they come and they call life church.
But
you know, they put this usual life.
Like
and the pastor can put one in shorts. Life church. Brought life. Bigger men from the world. These drama actors, they walk on the wires, they eat nails and they laser. You bring life in the church. Magicians.
Praise
Jesus
much.
Amen.
Are we together?
We were.
So tulina okuddayo.
So we have to go back.
Ekirungi ku mulundi guno.
The good thing on this time. God has marked for you well.
Maitwe tulina baganda bafa
bayimbi. Now we have a brother singers here.
Batukulembera mu
kutendereza. In the praise.
No kusinza katuna moyo ne mazima.
Worship of God in spirit and truth.
Nemna echeba ino kuongera
okutegera. What they have to move to understand.
Ntife just to the department.
That we are just the department.
Eyo ambassador.
Of the ambassadors. On that which is in heaven,
led
of the two cherubim, the sons of the anointing. What can you dare do? You get out of pride. Brother singers in the church, is this they call them the choir? In the language out there. But we call them. These days, since we are restoring. We call them restorers of those who worship God in spirit and truth. But in the summer they would have been
our
brethren who lead us in worship of God in spirit and truth. Yes.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
So even do a web to webidi.
So those things are like that.
Katsumeko Mokubikuri Resulene Yekumineta.
Let's read in Revelation chapter 15.
Chichenjagaru Mokubikuri Weno.
What I want you to see in this revelation.
Nte enyimba ngaba nabi Musa zibayi.
That the songs those prophet Moses sang.
Zibayi.
Those they sang.
Izu.
Those. Even in heaven, they are the ones sung there. Yes. Even that of the Lamb of God. He sang when they had drawn close to.
No,
when they drew close to his blood. They sang that song. That song was not spoken. But Revelation, they speak it. The Bible
says
after they broke bread. And they sang. Read Matthew.
Matayo isura eyabiri mu mukaga. Matayo isura eyabiri mu mukaga nolu nyiriri olwa 23.
Matthew 26 verses 30.
Tudde wakuru. Matayo isura eyabiri mu mukaga nolu nyiriri olwa 2 mu mukaga.
Matthew 26 from verse 26.
Era bali bachalia Yesu natola omugati ne yebaza nagumenyamu. Nawe abayigirizwa nagamba ati mutole mulye guno gwe mubiri gwange.
And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to the disciples, and said, take it, this is my body.
Olinyolabiri mu
musango. Verse 27.
Natole ekikompe ne yebaza n'abawanga agamba ati munywe ku kino mwenna.
And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. Verse 28.
Kubanga kino gwe musayi gwange ogwendagaano oguyika ku lw'abangi olw'okuggyawo ebibi.
For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Onyolabirimu omwenda.
Verse 29.
Naye mbagamba nti sirinywa n'akatono okusooka leero ku guno ogubala ku muzabbibu okutuusa ku lunaku luli lwe ndigunywa omujja awamu nammwe bwakabaka bwa kitange.
But I say unto you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Olinyeola 30.
Verse 30.
Bwe baamala okuyimba ne bafuluma okugenda ku lusozi lwe Zaituni.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives.
The
song of the Lamb of God. Now here they did not write it. But we are going to read it in Revelations. He was on earth, he downloaded from the Father. And they sang. That's why where there is the rightful Jesus.
There has to praise and
worship of God in spirit and truth. Yes.
Aha.
We are in Revelations now. Revelation chapter 15, verses 2.
Ng'ennyanja eyendabirwamu etabuddwamu omuliro abava eri ensolo n'ekifaananyi kyayo n'omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo nga bawangudde nga bayimiridde ku nnyanja eyendabirwamu nga balina ennanga za Katonda.
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having harps of gold. Yes.
Hariyo ngabaine nanga za Katonda.
They are having the harps of God.
Manyiba malaika babera nazo.
Angels, they have them.
Abatukuwe batuka bafuna ebivuge
ebyawulo. Reach the gate different musical instruments.
Wadenga bali bakerubi ababili bakulemberamu.
Both the two kerubi.
Boba ina system eyazimbibwa.
An entire system built.
Ngabwe simbulo okuvuga.
And when it moves to sounds.
Eyingira muguru eva mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Comes from the city of God.
Muguru eridakao ngo yingidao muri mwele waguru.
Heaven when you pass that one up there.
Nengira muri okubiri.
It has a second heaven. Where they are following.
Nengira muri okusatu.
It enters the third.
Nefuluma mu waguru waguru.
Moves out to above the heavens.
System ya music na marobo.
System of music and the voices.
Ba malaika kubagatta.
Angels join on that.
Nabatukuvu.
And the holy ones.
Nebivuga byawe byenjawulo.
The different musical instruments.
Agate zimu kunyimbe ezili ennyo.
Some of the songs they sing much there. It's that of Prophet Moses. He sang Deuteronomy 15. Exodus 15.
Praise
Jesus much. Even of the Lamb of God, we've seen Matthew 26, verses 40. They sing those songs. But they
are
sunk in heaven, even on earth. Yes. Let us read, we see.
Revelation
15, verses
3. N'oluyimba lw'omwana gw'endiga nga boogera nti bikulu era bya kitalo ebikolwa byo Mukama Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna ga butuukirivu era ga mazima amakubugo gwe kabaka ow'emirembe n'emirembe.
And they sing the song of Moses the servant of God, the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, you King of the Holy Ones.
Hey,
sir. The song of Moses and of the Lamb of God. And it starts as you've heard.
It
goes down as you shall see more of that. Let's go in the Exodus, we see the song of Moses. Exodus chapter 15, verses 1.
Musa n'abaana ba Isirayiri ne balyoka bamuyimbira Mukama oluyimba luno ne boogera nti, ndi muyimbira Mukama kubanga yawangulidde ddala. Embalaasi n'omwebagazi wayo yabisudde mu nnyanja.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spoke, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Verse 2.
Mukama ge manyi gange era lwe luyimba lwange. Anfukidde obulokozi bwange. Ono ye Katonda wange, nange ndi mutendereza. Ye Katonda wa kitange, nange ndi mugulumiza.
The Lord is my strength and the song. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. Verse 3.
Mukama ye muziro okulwana. Mukama lye linnya lye.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Verse
4.
Even as we end
there.
So that's the songs.
See that
Prophet Moses sang them on this world. In Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 downwards. And as we've seen our Lord Jesus, Matthew 26, verse 30,
there
are the songs we've seen in Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 and
2.
And even in heavens they are
found.
But what I try to tell you, all songs they are first sung by God the Father, or the Son, or the Holy Spirit.
And they are
sent in the caravans.
Those who will
praise in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
And they are
sung by angels
and
the holy ones.
And they are
sent down here with their musical instruments.
Most
of those, we study them on the other side.
Restoring
those who worship God in the spirit and truth.
Who
is beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So, about Uganda.
So, brethren, as we heard
of
in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, that those songs,
they
must have first been sung
by God.
Then here he sings with
us,
passing them through
us. The
truth is this:
God was able
to praise himself. Yes. If we can sing those songs,
how
come we cannot praise himself?
And
if he was not able to praise himself,
how
would he have made those things which praise him?
For
what he made that praising him came from him. Sure. You cannot tell me
that
a computer understands that one who manufactured it. It's impossible.
For
what computer does, the one who manufactured it, he formatted, put them there. He came, got from his, put in the computer. Yes. Let's read, we see.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri olwekomino musanvu.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17.
Mukama katondawo ali wakatiwo owamanyi analokola. Ali kusanyukira nesanyu. Ali womulira mukwagala kwi. Ali kusanyukira ngayimba.
The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Yes. The Lord God sings.
As I
told you, the Father above all the heavens, as
it is
in Ephesians 4 verse 6, he sings. Our Lord Jesus Christ
is
in the third heaven and rules in the heavens and earth.
As Matthew 28 verse 18,
even 2 Corinthians chapter
12
verses 1 to 4, he too he sings.
Even
the Holy Spirit sings from the one of the Father and of the Son.
What
is of the Father and the Son, they are his. He sends them, the
cherubs,
the two who remained,
our
brethren, the singers in heaven,
who lead
praise of worship of God in spirit and truth, right in heaven. They lead the groups of angels, 100 trillion.
The
only ones who have overcome the world who are there.
As
spoken in Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23. And the spirit gets there from there, working with the angels. And they send them on this earth.
Those
which connect with gospel, as the word of God is.
Even those
going to instruct the world,
or
to
place
the world in the rightful place,
precious,
that God wants.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, abatendekebwa.
Now, those trained,
obanga kuimba nyimbe za gospel,
when they sing songs of gospel,
enyimba za Katonda,
songs of God,
mukanisa, baina kubanga bazijeri Katonda.
They must have gotten them from God.
Then never era kubanga era nafira.
Still we,
natusinzira eno mukanisa.
As we basically in the church,
tuzifurumia.
We move them outside.
Ezigeno kuyimbire, kuyimbira bali.
To see for our brethren who are still in the world. For a reason. Though we are not of the world. But we are still in the world. even to guide the world. It is unto us. Get out
the
love light into nations, and they see the glory of God. So when he speaks, he said they have to be trained, to be trained the songs of God.
If you mirembe chisoka, isura eyabiri mwetano.
First Chronicles chapter 25 verse 7.
Ivyo mirembe chisoka esule ya 25 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Chronicles chapter 25 verse 6.
Abobona babanga wansi w'emikono gya kitaabwe okuyimbiranga mu nyumba ya Mukama n'ebitaasa n'entongoli n'ennanga olw'okuweerezanga okw'omu nyumba ya Katonda. Asafu, Yedusini, Nekemani, Ngabali wansi w'ekiragiro kya Kabaka.
All these were under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord, and with cymbals, lyres, and harps for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. Verse 7.
N'omuwendo gwabo wamo ne baganda baabwe abayigirizibwa ennyimba za Mukama, bonna abalina amagezi.
So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were skillful, was 248. Yes. Those who had the skill, who had been directed, instructed, given all the skills of the songs of God,
since
they come from God,
as
since Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, and they come to us, and they say the songs of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And all the songs of praise
and
worship of God, whether they are to bring praise, whether to worship, whether they are
band praise,
in the band praise, or the band worship, all those of the
hymns,
all the melodies,
as
they come from God, they are of God. They are not ours. When we request for the songs we say, give us the song of God that he passed through this musician, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. They are not our songs. They are of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So even
the musical instruments, we have to copy those of heaven. As God wants them,
they
still have a great work.
So department
of department of brethren, the singers who have gifts of singing, we still have a lot to do. Most we study it the other side. Those who restore those worshiping the spirit and truth all over the world,
who
come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile, the nation of Uganda, and as it is today. But still there are those who sing songs which don't have a voice of the harp, and the harps do not speak. And the others, they invent instruments like of David, just as church is today. What they find they play, what they find they sing. For when he speaks, they say that they sing songs without a voice of the harp.
Amos esura eyo mukaga n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Amos chapter 6 verses 5.
Amos esuli yomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Amos chapter 6 verse 5.
Abayimbira ennyimba ezitaliimu ku ddoboozi ery'ennanga, abeegunjira ebintu ebivuga nga Dawudi.
That chant to the voice of the harp, and invent for yourselves instruments of music like David's. Yes. They sing whatever they find. And they invent instruments but not the originals that King David made. And so the will of God where it is in heaven. So brethren,
here
there is a role of differentiating all those. Still have to know how we are to worship him in the spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat Amos chapter 6 verse 5.
Amos esule yomukaga nolu nyiriri olwokutano.
Amos chapter 6 verses 5.
Abayimbire nyimbe zitaliimu kudoboze ebyennanga. Abegunjire ebintu ebivuga nga Daudi.
Don't chant the sound of the harp and invent for yourselves instruments of music like David. Yes. They sing songs that are just there. When you reach
this disco,
church, it's like a disco.
When
the instruments, the way they're sounding, and they put in lights like disco lights, you ask, heavens are things like this? No, no.
No,
you just read it in the Bible. Not go there to see physically. Can understand how heavens is. But all those are explained in the other words, which is in the John chapter 4, verse 22, enter 24. God seeks those to worship in the spirit and truth. They are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
And
they are in truth of the Word of God. And the Word of God is what guides them. How they will praise and they worship God. Let's read that verse as we conclude. John chapter 4, verse
22.
You worship you not what? We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Verse
23.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Verse
24.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. Yes. God seeks the entire world. Those who have to praise him and to worship him. And they are in the spirit and truth. To being in the Spirit
is
to be led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. As we read it, restoring those who worship God in the Spirit and truth all over the world. And to worship in the truth, we are in the truth of the Holy Scriptures. And they say what? As we praise him, how? That is to sing in gospel. Gospel, we sing the gospel.
And
the gospel, they are the Scriptures. Though you've not spoken it, we who hear, we know that what you sing, we hear the gospel. And we can allocate attached scriptures where they are. You cannot tell me that God gave you a gospel song
and it's not
following the gospel written in the book, the Bible. And there's only a name, Jesus. You forget that those who speak of him on their mouth, even their words, their hearts are far from him. Singing a song, you put the name of Jesus, the name of God. It does not mean you've sung gospel.
Gospel,
gospel is a gospel, not only the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
would
have spoken much on those, but still speak that we are circumcising those who circumcise themselves, who worship God in the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So once we shall move to understand them, when we read on the other side, especially those who praise, worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
There's no division,
but these divisions they fall in the singles.
We have
5 divisions. Almost 6.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. You are going to write them down. In the details we study them.
Division is
the first division. Those who lead us to praise God in the spirit and in the truth.
Division is
division of our brethren, the singles, in the holy church of God in the earth.
Division
Division of those who lead us to praising God in the spirit and in truth. And they handle most songs of praise. And they praise the greatness of God, even His works. We shall read about them. Then the second division,
our
brethren, the singles, in the holy church of God on the earth,
our
brethren will lead us in songs of worship of God in spirit and in truth. Yes. They handle the songs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The singers who lead us in songs of praise of God in the spirit and truth. As we worship the goodness of God, the entire goodness and the holiness of God, and as we thank Him, praise Jesus much. If you finish, we go to the other.
Division.
The third division of our brethren, the singers,
in
the holy church of God on the earth, of our brethren, the singers, who handle the songs of the band praise. Yes.
You differentiate
them, for there is a point we shall study as we practice them. Study in the scriptures, we see how they appear.
Then division.
Then the fourth division. The fourth division, our brethren, the singers, in the holy church of God on the earth, our brethren, the singers, who lead in the song of band worship, they lead us in the songs of band worship. Praise Jesus much.
Then division.
Then the fifth division of our brethren, the singers, in the holy church of God on the earth, our brethren, the singers, who lead in the us in the songs of hymns. Yes. They lead us in the songs of hymns. Have you finished that one? Fifth division. We go to the sixth division.
Sixth. tugenze ku division yomukaga.
We go to the sixth division.
Yabaganda bafa abayimbi.
Brothers the singers.
Abatukulemeramu.
Who lead us?
Munyimba bazita mu Luganda bazita batya. Nenga melody songs.
In melody songs.
Zino,
kuona. Melody. Have you understood those?
Mubaita ba kapela.
A kapela.
Simanya kapela.
Something like that.
Then we have division in Yom Sam.
Then we have the seventh division.
Yabaganda bafabayi.
Our brethren, the singers.
O kanisa ya katuna entukufu
kunsi. In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
No juzi wite twagitekako.
This one we didn't put there last time.
Yabaganda bafabayi.
Our brethren, the singers.
Abatu kulembera mu nyimba ezibulira. Erezi sanyusa ensi.
Which who lead us in the songs which instruct and please the world. As we sing, we visit the church. Yet we sing songs. And they are within gospel. Yet they instruct the world. And they please the world. And they can pull them from there, bring them in the church. I think today they are ones they are going to sing for us. This day. They are ones
they
are going to see for us to see how they appear. You order them right there.
Aha.
Yes. We have Pastor Shalom is going to sing.
Nabi Deborah agenda kuyimba.
Prophet Deborah is going to sing. Pastor Godfrey also is going to sing. Yes. Both have those who follow them up. Yes.
Mutume Ronald Hope Witness agenda kuyimba.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness is going to sing.
Msumba Roni agenda kuyimba.
Pastor Roni of God is going to sing.
Msumba Mutume Geoffrey of Jesus.
Apostle Geoffrey of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They are going to be singing, basing in the division of brethren, the singers.
Only the
songs of each instruct and please the world. We can pull them, bring them in the church. Yes.
Division yomunana.
The eighth division. My brethren, the singers. Is the division of brethren of the musical instruments of God. They have a lot to do. To research all musical instruments of God in the Holy Scriptures. To see that we play all of them to sound well. Those are brethren who are in the eighth division. The eighth division.
My
brethren, the singers of the musical instruments of God, even the dances. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for writing in your book. I request the Holy Spirit write in your minds, in your heart, even your inner man.
You
be a faithful servant, able to spread to others, with anointing enough, to teaching, in losing people, even restoring unto you, even the hearers, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.